Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
Amateur astronomers have a great opportunity this week to catch a glimpse of a green comet that's making its closest approach to Earth in over 70 years. What gives this comet its green color?
A comet will appear green because of the molecules that are being given off by the comet as it's approaching the sun. Of course, comets, we know, are dirty snowballs, and when they get closer to the sun, they heat up, and that causes bits of the comet to sort of vaporize. And in this case, the green color is caused by various molecules which happen to turn green when they're illuminated by sunlight.
Also, a really nice story this week I wanted to talk about some well-deserved and long-delayed recognition for a woman named Dr. Jocelyn Bell Burnell, the British astrophysicist who discovered pulsars. I wonder, Regina, first, if you could just briefly tell us what a pulsar is, and then let's talk about Dr. Burnell and some of her work.
Sure. So a pulsar, we now know, is the end state of a particular type of star's lifetime, and it's basically this very, very dense core that's left over after a star collapses in supernovas. So it's extremely dense and compact. So it's about the size of a city, so about 10 miles to 15 miles across. But in that small space contains more mass than the sun. So it's very, very dense. And these things are spinning very, very rapidly. And they're also giving off beams of radiation. And so the way we see them is exactly as if you were to look at a lighthouse, and every time that the beam of light passes in front of you, it appears that the lighthouse turns on and then it turns off as the beam goes away. And so you get this sort of blinking as you would from a lighthouse.
Okay, so now Dr. Burnell discovered pulsars, but she didn't really get recognition for that right away. Tell us what happened there.
It's actually a very interesting story. In 1967, she was a graduate student at the University of Cambridge in England, and she had helped to build a radio telescope that she was using with her advisor, Anthony Hewish. And they weren't looking for these, but they discovered this very, very strange signal. And Dr. Bell Burnell was the one who actually noticed it first and realized it was something unusual. And at first, it was so unusual that they actually thought that the only way you could explain it was that it was some sort of signal from alien life forms. And so they actually dubbed it Little Green Men. And it became this very big mystery, actually, until Dr. Bell Burnell actually discovered a few more sources like this in the sky at different locations. And then it became clear that, in fact, these must be some sort of natural phenomenon that was not yet clearly understood.
So let's talk about what's happening now as far as the recognition that she's getting.
Yeah, that's right. This was such a big discovery that the discovery of pulsars was actually awarded a Nobel Prize in 1974. However, Dr. Bell Burnell was not included in that prize. It was awarded to her thesis advisor. Many people thought that this was a little bit unfair since she was the one who had actually discovered them first and maybe wasn't included in the prize because she was a student at the time. And so what's really nice is now this year she was just awarded this very big breakthrough prize in fundamental physics, which comes with a $3 million award. This is a relatively new large prize, kind of similar in prestige to the Nobel Prize.
And she didn't bear any ill will when she wasn't recognized in 1974, right?
No, she didn't. She's been extremely gracious and understanding of the process that ended up taking place. So it's really, really great to see her finally get the recognition that she actually deserves. And on top of it, what's fantastic is she's actually donating the $3 million to be allocated for scholarships for graduate students in physics from underrepresented groups of the people who are practicing physics and astrophysics.
Oh, what a great story. Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.